This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm going to have Yom Tov. So I know everybody is busy today, but let's continue in the Torah. So Isis, we'll try for Ois Chaf and perhaps part of Chaf Pshuta. We'll see how it goes. Let me get the Marmakoim Ois. The diagram's okay. Here we go. Remember, Abezus Hashem, on Tuesday, the author of the Paralach will be coming on to the Shir. So, if you want over Shavuos to review a little bit what we learned, and we'll try to pepper him with a few questions, and I'm sure it'll be very interesting. Ois Chaf Kfufa, the bent over Chaf. And we're going to see something very interesting. The Chaf Pshuta, the long Chaf, is the same thing as a bent over Chaf. It's just straightened out, but it has to be long enough that if you wanted, you can make a Chaf Kfufa. Okay. Yichtevena Agula. You should write it rounded. Okay? Like over here, it should be rounded here. Me'achrea, but behind it. Shloi ledama lebeiz. You don't want it to look like a beiz. V'tia Agula me'achrea. It should be rounded behind it. Mi'beiz hatzdadim, from both sides. So it should be rounded on top and on bottom. And the airspace in between, v'chalala shebefnim, the airspace in the middle, ye'lechala pachayis ka'ovei koma, should be at least the width of a pen. Ufaneha yia lamala ulamata shoven. Its face, meaning this part and this part, the face, it should be equal. One should not be thinner or thicker than the other. You don't want to make it, you don't want to shorten the width, because then it won't look like a chaf, it will look like a nun. So it doesn't look like a regular nun, a bent nun. Latino tipish to a regular child. If you made a corner behind it, that means the top right hand side, you made a corner out of it. If you made a corner out of it, lamala above ilamata psula. It's puzzle. The yesh makila and biyesh la zavis mamala. Some are makel if it has the corner on the top. Why? Kivan shi agula mata, since it's circled below, it's round below, but kivan shu milsa da iraisa, now it's a machloikis. Some say, pasul, the yesh makilin is found in the base yoisa, but this is a din da iraisa, tzach lahachmer kidei rishon da psula. So you say, okay, I'll scrape it. It ain't gonna help to scrape. Why? It's chatuchas. Well, y'all will take an idea, grab that chatuchas. Ella, here's the trick. Look at number 16. You round it on top. You add ink. I mean, it's a little bit of a hodgepodge job over here, but you're rounding it on top. So you're doing a maisa begufois. La'asoy sa'agol. Imloy kasav adayin yois. If you didn't write more yet. Kidei doloy lahavish shaloy kasidran. Because if you wrote more, it's going to be shaloy kasidran. Ve'ev sure it could be the b'zeshi yish lozav samalaf. It has a corner on top. Ba'agula malmata. It could be if the kid's going to read it like a chaf, even though it's pasul, it's not going to be shalai kisidron, because it basically has a tzuras ha'ois. It's just, it's pasul. Yachal asakna betukun hanal, av shekasav yoyser. Ve'in b'zem yishum shalai kisidron. By the way, and we could throw in the yesh machshirin. Right? Anyway, yesh makilin, b'yesh lozavas mamala. So first of all, there's a yesh makilin. And even according to the Yesh Machmirin, nevertheless, it could be Tzuras Aleha, and therefore you could fix it by rounding it off after, and it's not Shaloi Kisidran. Let's see if we could do the Ois Kaf Pshuta, the end of Chaf, the final Chaf. Says the Mishnah Soy from Ois Kaf Pshuta, Ragla Aroich, its leg is long, the Gaga Katzer, and its roof is short. So the roof here is 3 kolmasim, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 kolmasim down. Why? Shaloi sedam el reish. You don't want it to be like a reish. Right? Like over here in diagram 1 on the next page. Because if you make the top too long and the leg too short, it's going to look like a reish. V'afal pikein lo yikatsa gaga yoisim midai. You don't want to make it too short. Shaloi tira kevav aruch. You don't want it to look like a long vav. oikonon pshuta, or an endonon. If you make the gag too short, it's going to look like a long vav or a endonon. Latinoik, the tipsa. V'chein lo yimshech hoysa v'shoif hashit al asoysa aruka klal. Therefore, you should not put it at the end of a line. Sometimes when you put a letter at the end of the line, they make it long to get to the end of the shura. Don't do that with a chaf. If you do that with a chaf, it's going to look like a resh. V'afagav, t'chol oisius ein l'mashchan, even though you're not supposed to make any letter long. I didn't realize that. I thought, you know, it's a hiddur, you know, you make it, it looks nice. No, you're not supposed to make any letters long. But that's l'mitzvah. Avon b'dieved loy pasal. B'dieved doesn't pass. Avon kapshuta emherach gagad sheneri koresh pasal. V'yem safik marin latinoik d'loy chachim v'loy tibish. If it's a safik, you show it to a kid who's not wise and not foolish. A regular kid. U'ma'oid sar chasef l'izayar. The sefer got to be super careful about this. You want to have the leg twice the size of the roof because basically there's no difference between an endachaf and a regular chaf. It's just the regular chaf is bent over twice and an endachaf is straight, but it has to be long enough that if you were to bend it over, it would be long enough. So that if you do bend it to chalias kaf kufa, it could be a bent over chaf. There's no difference in the length, just one is straight and one is bent. But if you would straighten it out, they would be equal. There are those who are machmir and they passel if it's not long enough. Afilu d'yevet, who are they? The Taz in Yeradeas and Reisha and Gimel Ayin Sham Shekara La'isin Asoifrim Burim. The Taz says that a soifer who doesn't make the endachaf long enough is a boor, an ignoramus. All end the letters need to be twice the size of the leg has to be twice the size as the roof. Because I didn't realize this. An end the letter is the same as a bent letter. It's just the bent letter is bent. The end the letter takes it straight down. What if you did make this mistake and you elongated the roof of the chaf and you made it look like a resh? If you could basically just make a very, very long leg. So now, like in diagram 8, so it's a long roof, it's a wide roof, but you'll make an even longer leg. Do that. If not, you're going to have to erase everything. Because you're not going to be able to scrape the roof, that's going to be chaktuchais. If you're going to do like in diagram 10, if you're going to make an endachaf by scraping the roof, that's chaktuchais. Yimchoy kakol, v'yichtaven v'chap mechadash. V'yesh ma'kilin, some are lenient. They say you don't have to erase everything. Didai b'greiras haregel. You know what you could do? Erase the leg. Oy hagag, or the roof, meaning either raise the whole leg or the whole roof. Avoligrar ktsas min hagag, ad sheyamidena tumnas chaf, leimahani davli chaktuchas. So again, we see here, like we saw last time, that you're able, you know, that there is a shita that maybe you don't, when a letter is puzzled, you don't have to erase everything. You just have to erase it that the letter is puzzled. We saw by Yud, you shouldn't do that. We saw earlier, Mandy wrote that, I have to look again, that you could do it. Here it sounds like it's machloikis, which might be the answer to our question. You know, that it's not pashut. Pashtus, you might have to erase the whole thing. Why sometimes Mishnah Berurah says to erase the whole thing, and other times he gives you the option of erasing part of it, I'm not sure. Where, Mandy, did we see that? You don't have to erase the whole thing. By the Yud, we saw you do. We saw earlier that you don't.
By the hay, the elongated hay.
By the hay, okay.
So you could just scrape the... there you can even scrape the end of it, which is totally the opposite of what we're saying here. But by the... Cost a dollar b'makam vav. You don't have to scrape the whole thing.
Okay, you wrote it down? You'll send it to me?
Yeah, I did. I sent it.
Okay. Okay, I got that. Fine. Weiter. 11. Gam sorach ha-sofer lizar shelo yase l'chof pshuta zavet samal. You have to make sure, like in number 11, you don't make it pointy in the top right-hand corner. Elati agul k'moy resh. It should be rounded like a resh. Vim koyfefin oisa. So that if you bend it, teyasa chaf kafufa, it would be a bent over chaf. But if there's going to be a corner in it, it's going to be basically a dalid. V'dino shetzach ligor kula. You have to erase the whole thing. V'lekoisa mechadash. Or you're going to have to add ink like in number 13. Okay? So you don't want to make the chaf pointed on top because then it's going to be basically a dalet. Now, the eitz of zud hoisafas diyoi, this eitz of adding ink, mahani, afilu betfilin amazuzois. The loy mikri shloy kesidran. Why? The koidem atikanamitzurus chaf shuta alech mavoy le'albasim lamen beis sifchafei. It seems like adding ink would help because it still has the tsura of a chaf. It's not a dalet. Ach, in nimsa be kain be sefer Torah be es hakriya, ein lo hitzi acheres ki yesh machshirin b'ze. Ayin prima gadam esim kuf mem gimel v'devrei hachayim behochos kriyas haTorah dehechad ika machlokes ben apoyskim ein lo hitzi acheres. Whenever there's a machlokes, you don't take out another. Kol oisiyos hakefulin ba'alef beis. All doubled letters in the aleph beis. Meaning the mems, the tzadi, the chaf, the pei, the nun. You write the first one in the beginning of the word, uve emtsa, or in the middle of the word, va'achrayim, and the end of letters b'soif v'mshina pasal. Okay, now we all know the regular letters you write, you know, in the beginning or the middle. The end of letters go at the end. If you switch it around, it is pasal. Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to hold it over here. I wish you all a wonderful Yom Tov, bracha v'atzlacha. And Mendy, add this to the list where he brings down a deya, a yesh makilin, that it's enough to erase the regel or the gag, but you don't have to erase the whole thing. How that fits into what we said before. Okay, Rabbi, say a wonderful Yom Tov, bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov. Good Yom Tov, good Yom Tov, good Yom Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.